Every 10 years, the U.S. Constitution mandates the government counts the people living in this country. That counts factors into many aspects of our lives at the national, state, and local levels, including local funding for our communities. So far, Wyoming's self-response rate is 55%. But principal economist Amy Bittner with the Wyoming Economic Analysis Division says that is not a reason to worry right now. Bittner spoke to Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler about how Wyoming's response rate is stacking up against the rest of the country.
It is lower than the nation, and it is lower than other states. But, you know, some houses in Wyoming are just now receiving their questionnaires or their invites to respond to the census. And that's because the way that houses receive their questionnaires, they either get it in the mail. For example, mine came in the mail and I filled it out. Or if you live in more rural parts of the state and maybe don't get mail at your house or get mail at a P.O. box, the way that the Census Bureau gets the questionnaire to you is they leave it on your door. And the whole COVID-19 virus thing shut down the Census Bureau's field operations. So they were supposed to go, hand-deliver those questionnaires at those houses at the end of March, but they couldn't. And so they just now are resuming those operations. So some housing units have just now restarted receiving their census questionnaire.
And the rate right now, like you said, may be on the lower end compared to some of the other states, but that doesn't necessarily mean people are ignoring the census in Wyoming. As of right now, it's just the nature of how people live here.
Right. Like, I think there's about 67,000 housing units in Wyoming that receive their questionnaire left at their door. But on the flip side, people can respond to the census for, you know, their housing unit and the people that are living in their house without getting anything. Because this time around for the 2020 census, people can respond online. And that wasn't an option before. This is the first time that you can respond online. So people can go to my2020census.gov, and they can respond online to the questionnaire. The invites that we received in the mail and the questionnaires that are left on people's doors, you do have a unique code. But you don't have to have that to fill it out online. It allows you to type in your address. If it recognizes your address, you can move forward with completing your questionnaire online. You can also call and complete your questionnaire via phone if maybe you don't have internet access or maybe you're not online savvy.
Are there any challenges to counting particular groups or people with the census?
There are typically certain populations that have historically been hard to count. People who move around a lot, housing units that have multiple families in it, housing units where maybe the people living there don't speak English very well. Maybe there's a different language spoken in that house. College students are sometimes difficult to count because they should be counted where they go to school, and maybe they think, oh, my parents will just count me on their census form. So, yeah, there are certain parts of our population that are deemed hard to count. Everybody should be counted who, you know, are living here regardless of citizenship, regardless of how many families are living in maybe one housing unit. You know, it's just important that everybody who is, you know, living in the state, who is living in the U.S., be counted.
Yeah, and I guess jumping off that point, why is it important to be able to count everyone where they live?
I think the thing that resonates most with people is maybe the dollar aspect. You know, federal funding is distributed based on population numbers. Even some of our state revenue, it is distributed based on the decennial count. When I say decennial count, that means the count every 10 years. It's important for communities, for planning purposes. People need to know the demographics of their communities, how many people are in their communities, to plan for like health care, for businesses, you know, to plan and determine maybe if they open a location in a certain area. You know, and I think the, you know, COVID-19 situation is a good example of that. Maybe it might resonate more with people because, you know, for emergency planning and getting funding. So the count that you get in 2020, that's the count that they'll use for the next 10 years. So you want to make sure you get it right.
So what are the next steps? How long do people have to respond to the census now?
It's not too late for people to answer their census form. Just because the Census Bureau has extended what they call the self-response, meaning people respond to the questionnaire themselves versus, you know, having an enumerator come out. So people can still fill out. They got a questionnaire left at their door. They can hand fill it out. They can still go online and complete it, and they can also call on the telephone. That period has been extended through October. But of course, the sooner the people do it, the better. The more people respond, the better response rate we get. And, you know, it saves from having to send census workers out, you know, which that will tentatively start, I think, around August, is when they will send out enumerators to go follow up at that those households that haven't completed their survey. So even though it's past census day, April 1st, 2020, people still have plenty of time, you know, to complete their survey.
Amy Bittner is a principal economist with the State of Wyoming's Economic Analysis Division. Thank you, Amy, for taking the time to speak with me.
Thanks. Bye.